It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
That's incrinculant.
All aboard!
I love the addition there of pomp at the end. Even when he's not here, it feels like he is, doesn't it, Limits?
Sometimes.
I mean, there's a cardboard cutout of him sitting right across from me.
Today I'm sad it feels like he's not here.
I know, but he'll be here tomorrow. I'm ready. Hit me.
Did you receive a response from David Todd?
I haven't even looked.
No?
No. I mean, I think everybody agrees with me. He doesn't think that Omar Khan's first four seasons as GM have been mediocre when by any reasonable, sane definition, they have been. Like if you were gonna put mediocre for a sports team in a sports dictionary, you would put the Steelers in there. 10-8, 10-8, 10-8, 9-8 with a minus point differential over those 4 years. If that ain't mediocre, my friend, I don't know what is. Not horrendous. It's even high-end mediocrity. But it is mediocrity nonetheless, and it's mediocrity personified perfectly, year after year after year. Limits, the floor is yours.
So Texans general manager Nick Caserio today said that trade speculation around C.J. Stroud is moronic and that C.J. Stroud is not going anywhere.
Well, good for him, but they have to be absolutely mortified at what went down with C.J. Stroud. He ruined a year in which I think they had one of the best defenses in recent memory, honestly. You give that defense even a bad quarterback, and they may go to the Super Bowl. Instead, they had a historically hideous quarterback who all he did in the playoffs was give the ball away. It was ridiculous. Starting here, of course, this team couldn't take advantage of it, although David Todd, I'm sure, thought they played a pretty good game. They have to be privately mortified at C.J. Stroud, just like, what are we going to do here? So that's nice of him to say, but if I'm them, I cannot feel good about this situation moving forward. It's sort of stunning, like, okay, you have C.J. Stroud, who was really good to start out, then had some tough years with injuries up front, injuries to his receivers. So he receded a little bit. He disintegrated. He disintegrated in the playoffs last year.
Like, he legitimately was not somebody you trusted to throw the ball in that game against New England. Even the Steeler game, he wasn't very good either. And that's coming off of a rookie year where he was a Pro Bowler, whatever, but 23 touchdowns and 5 picks. And he threw for 4,100 yards. From that season, his passing yards have digressed. His touchdowns every year have also gone down. And his interceptions last year was 8. 2 years ago was 12. They've basically just made him a dump the ball off type of player and don't take too many risks, and we're not going to worry about it too much. We're just going to ask you to not lose the game for us. Sound familiar?
Except that he lost the game for them. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 93.7 The Fan Trading Cards, brought to you by Baseball Card Castle, your go-to destination for sports cards, collectibles, and memorabilia. These cards have picks and stats of the fan hosts, and you can pick them up at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry or anytime we're out in the community. Next.
Next up on the docket here for you, Joe. Falcons new general manager Ian Cunningham has confirmed that Kirk Cousins will be released in March on the first day of the new league year. He earned $100 million during his two seasons in Atlanta.
Man.
Wow. How about that?
How much for his career? Is he up over like 400? Is he nearing $500 million? I'm dead serious about that.
I think he's at least nearing $300 million.
He has really cashed in these past couple years. Well, he had the Achilles. These past 2 years combined, he has 28 touchdowns and 21 picks.
Wow, $321 million.
That's incredible. It truly is. If your question was leading me to should the Steelers have any interest in him,
it was.
My answer is an emphatic no, for obvious reasons. He's old and he stinks.
Not at all. As a backup?
Backup to who? What, are you going to have Rodgers and Cousins as the oldest quarterback combo in NFL history?
Why not?
Actually, that'd be interesting. Yes, sign him.
Very fascinating.
Next.
All right. This is...
What is the oldest quarterback combo in NFL history? Billy Kilmer and Sonny Jurgensen?
Maybe back when? Possibly.
I'm trying to think of other old guys backed up by old guys.
You're the beat writer.
What was the last year Charlie Batch backed up Ben?
Oh, but I mean, 21? Ben was still in his 30s at that point. No, not 2021. Charlie was out of the league in, I thought, like 2017.
Okay, limits. I'm just asking you. My God.
I'm just making sure.
I don't know what year it was. Charlie Batch's
last year in the NFL was 2012. Joe, you are way off.
I love this.
You're making Charlie sound younger, though. I'm sure he loves it.
I love that you jump on and emphasize my horrific mistakes, but when you mistake Billy Knight for Bobby Knight and wonder if they should make a documentary of Billy Knight throwing a chair, we just move on from it.
I don't think
right?
we just moved on from
yeah,
it.
I didn't accentuate it.
Somebody on the text line absolutely destroyed me for that, and it was like, Limits, come on, really?
The famous Billy Knight throws a chair episode at Pitt. Yes, we should do that.
He called me, just keep being the nodding bobblehead you practice. Wow, what a loser comment that is.
The what?
This is what this person who said, Austin, just quit. Unbelievable comment about Billy Knight.
Just quit.
And I responded, you quit. just whatever. And I said, what a terrible brain fart. And
that's
he said,
okay.
Just keep being the nodding bobblehead you practice. Wow.
You practice? I don't know what that means.
That's a loser comment right there. Not calling him a loser. The comment is a loser.
No, he's a loser. Next.
All right. Are you ready for some spring football talk? Because it could apply to the NFL. So the NFL is no longer discussing a ban to the tush push, but the UFL.
Oh my God. No, I can't do another offseason of tush push talk.
Well, apparently we're not going to.
Okay.
Because the NFL is not going to discuss the ban.
Okay.
But the UFL is announcing today that it is eliminating the tush push. The UFL is also announced that 60 plus yard field goals, Joe, ready for this? A 60 plus yard field goal will now be worth 4 points.
I like that a lot. But if that was going to happen in the NFL, they should narrow the goalposts. Why couldn't they have adjustable goalpost limits?
Seriously, adjustable goalposts?
Why not?
I mean, I guess it's not surprising that you think that they should do adjustable goalposts, given your 3-on-3 stance.
Narrow the goalposts for a yardage of 60 and longer and make it 4 points. I also think if you put a kickoff between the uprights, you should get a point. But if you declare your intention and you miss, it's minus 3 points.
What?
Yeah. I'm all for fun. You have this traditional view of sports.
This is stupidity.
Here's the thing. Somebody invented all this crap in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Why wasn't that ridiculous?
Because it was 100 years ago and they were trying to invent the game.
Oh, so the people inventing the game.
The game is great then the way it is.
Okay, then you must think that basketball should still be played with a peach basket. That's the way it was at the beginning. That's how it was invented. Give me
really?
The peach basket.
Really? That's what you're going with?
I am going
peach,
with that.
You're going to the peach basket example?
I'll tell you what.
So do you think that golf should be played with wooden clubs then?
You must.
But if that's your logic.
Actually, I do. And that tennis should be played with wooden rackets. Equipment is ruining both sports, but that's a topic for another day.
Is it ruining baseball?
You're the traditionalist.
Yeah, I am.
So you're going back to the roots of these games. So why is it ridiculous for me to say limits? Do you think basketball should be played with a peach basket?
Well, yeah, maybe they should play it with a peach basket then. No backboard whatsoever.
You would have been on talk radio somewhere in Kansas in 1915 saying, I can't believe they have this iron rim, this steel rim with a net coming down. They should just stick with the peach basket.
So you're saying that the game can't evolve and can't change but still keep the core principles of it?
The difference between a peach basket and an actual glass backboard and a rim isn't a profound change.
It's still the same concept.
So is 3-on-3 hockey. Put the puck in the net.
No, it's not. You're taking players off the field. That'd be like, hey, everybody, it's the 10th inning. Your left fielder can no longer play. You have to play with 8 players
Why
now.
Not?
Dumb.
Was it dumb when they took down the peach basket? I'm asking you that
really?
Again.
We're really going back to 1910?
I mean,
to have don't you think that things have evolved enough where that's that discussion is thrown completely out the window?
Then they should evolve more. If you're going to adhere to the original rules and stipulations and dimensions of every game, then you're so resistant to things like 4-on-4, 3-on-3 hockey.
I never said
who gives a damn?
I never said original rules, but Joe, you're making this out to be. It's got to be all about entertainment, all about the TV project.
100%.
I don't care about anything else.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's the other thing. Is that in all these sports, the players have evolved physically to the point, I think in all sports actually, basketball, football, hockey, and they haven't changed the dimensions of the rink.
Mm-mm.
Or in hockey, they haven't changed the dimensions of the net, even though if you go back and watch The Miracle on Ice, Jim Craig looked like a naked man in net. He had no equipment on. Now these guys dress up like Michelin men. Why not make the net bigger? Are you resistant to that too?
Make the net bigger.
That doesn't make any sense to you? Make the rink bigger. So players can grow and get way bigger, completely changing the dimension of the game. But you're like militantly against changing the dimensions of the field or the rink that they play in?
Well, no, because the rink for the Olympics is different than the size of an actual NHL rink. I don't care about the size of the rink. That is not as big of a change to me as it would be changing the dimension of the net.
I think they
they made the hoop like a 9-foot hoop or an 11-foot basketball hoop.
You'd be open to that?
No.
Why?
And you're saying that you would.
I'd be open to raising the basket.
I cannot believe that.
Why wouldn't you raise the basket
that
a little
you,
bit?
You, a savvy old veteran, is saying all this stuff. I can't believe it. I'm stunned.
It just
that
makes
you'd be
sense.
Open to a 9-foot or an 11-foot basketball hoop.
And yet, I didn't say nine. I said for obvious reasons.
At that point, we should just change every single sport and make it something completely different then.
Like changing a peach basket to a glass backboard and rim?
Well, again, if that's what you're saying,
right.
Why don't we make the hoops nine feet? Why don't we make the NFL field 140 yards?
You act like
why don't we change baseball to bring the move the fences back to 480 feet?
You act like it's a crazy idea to change the dimensions of the field corresponding to the size of the players.
I never said anything about changing the dimensions of the field. When did I say that about changing the NFL football field?
The net in hockey or basketball.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about
the field. Those would include the dimensions, net or field in hockey. Or, I mean, net or backboard rim size of rim in basketball. I don't see what's so crazy about that. The players get bigger and taller and jump higher. Why couldn't you raise the rim?
Yeah.
Like, that's a crazy thought that makes you laugh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, let me ask you this. Why is it not crazy to you then? I'm trying to understand because I don't get it.
Well, then you have a very small brain.
I have a small brain.
Players are getting bigger, stronger, faster, and jump higher, and it becomes way easier. So I suppose then you were really against lowering the mound in baseball. Lowering the mound in baseball. Were you against that?
I don't know. I wasn't around in Ron's time in 1960 to be able to give you a formal opinion on that.
I mean, well, no, you can give an opinion. You give lots of opinions on things that happened way before your time. They took the dimensions of the mound because it became unhittable.
Mm-hmm.
They lowered it. How is that different than raising a rim in basketball or widening a net in hockey?
Don't you think that the product became lesser because they weren't able to hit? Are you saying that the
didn't
product...
Didn't hockey become lesser over the years because nobody could score?
Do you think that the... When?
You didn't notice the trends over decades and decades of less goals in hockey?
So are you saying that right now the product is lesser in hockey and that's why they needed to enlarge the net?
I didn't say they needed to enlarge
the net. Then why would they enlarge the net? There's no reason to do it then if the product isn't tampered.
That would be an idea that I would be open to because the players are bigger, stronger, and faster, and there's too many of them on the ice right now.
Yeah, and I think the product
being... Which is why 4-on-4 is a good idea.
And I think the product being stronger and faster and greater than ever is why revenue is the highest it's ever been and the attendance...
Oh, you think the product is stronger and greater than it's ever been in hockey right now? This is the best hockey's ever been.
I think it's in a pretty good spot, yeah.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah, I do.
How's their TV contract? Pretty good?
It's not comparable to the NFL and baseball, but it's not... I mean, think about it from this perspective. The NHL is naturally fourth in professional sports in all of America, and it's always been that way.
Right.
But it's still increased naturally over
time. They need more goals. I don't think it's a crazy idea to say that the players are giant compared to where they were 10, 20, 50 years ago. The goalie equipment has changed to ridiculous proportions and be open to the net being widened by a couple of inches.
So is the NFL product bad right now where you need to change one of the main concepts of the game?
The NFL gets ahead of the game. I wouldn't mind the NFL changing dimensions a little bit on the field. No, making it wider. They've changed a lot of things
in the
NFL.
For the purpose of what?
For the purpose of bigger, stronger players on the field. They take up more space on the field.
How much more space? Like, I don't think it's a lot more space compared to if you're a player that's 240 to 250.
Right. Yep, you're right. You're right.
No, it's just a discussion. There's no right or wrong here. It's just a discussion.
They haven't changed anything in the NFL over the years, right? Have they changed things in the NFL or no?
In terms of what?
Anything.
Well, yeah, of course things are going to naturally change.
Right, you used to be able to clock a receiver at the line of scrimmage. Now you can't do that anymore, right?
Yeah.
Are you against that?
Okay, not every single change can be put into the same square peg round hole type of thing.
That's a pretty revolutionary change to a sport.
All right, I'm wrong, you're right.
The goalposts used to be at the front of the end zone, now they're at the back. Were you against that?
All right, whatever.
412-928-9370. Limits wants no changes in all of sports. For instance, the hockey nets, he doesn't want to change at all. The idea of raising the basketball rim, the idea of 3-on-3 hockey ever, the idea of penalty kicks deciding the World Cup, the idea of a guy on second. He's a traditionalist at the age of 24. Do you agree with him? 412-928-9370. Where are we, Limits? In the first segment or the second of this thing?
This is still the second segment, yes. And we have Kevin Gorman joining.
Still the first or still the second?
No, this is the second.
Oh, good. Then we're not overtime, amazingly enough. Cloudy today and a high of 34. A.J. Burnett, a low of 20. Rocky Blyer, fan weather. Brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Tired of this weather? Want to retire in Florida? Let Secure Money Advisors help plan your retirement.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.